Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about being a simple witness, not complicating it, not overthinking it, but simply living life for Jesus, letting our words and our actions agree on the truthfulness of God's word and the benefit of his actions. So each weekday morning, we've taken a look at some aspect of how our life becomes a witness for Jesus and how that witness helps to evangelize, to share the good news of Jesus with the lost. And today, we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about being a loving witness. To encourage you as the weekend approaches, that you make plans to gather with others to worship God, to encourage one another. If you don't have a church home and you're here in the Michiana area, whether you live here or visiting, come join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend. I'd love to have you. I'd love to say welcome home, whether you're coming home to visit or coming home to stay. And so our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. Each Sunday morning. This week, we're continuing a Lessons from the Road series, looking at the road to Damascus and a road of change. And we'd love to have you here. But this loving witness is a witness that, well, is identified by a love that, well, is unusual. It's out of the ordinary. In fact, it's a supernatural love. It's identified by God's love living in us and being expressed through us. Matthew 5, verse 44, Jesus says, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven." Jesus makes it clear that the way that we love will look different than the stuff the world calls love. In fact, he tells his disciples, he tells us that the world, those that don't know God, will know that we belong to Jesus by the way we love one another. A uniqueness about that love that is identifiable, that's noticeable. And so this witness for Jesus becomes a loving witness. And there are times where those hearing the message, well, they don't receive it as love. They're offended. They're not wanting to change. You've experienced that, right? Not necessarily in that context, but probably also in that context, but as a child, as a parent. It's rare that children recognize their parents' love all the time. In fact, in the midst of discipline, it's pretty common that a child will say, "You don't love me. You wouldn't be doing this. You wouldn't be enforcing consequences." And the parent knows in their heart, if they're doing it well, that love is the reason they're doing it. The old phrase, "This hurts me more than it hurts you," is never understood by the one being disciplined until they're the ones doing the discipline. And the truth of God's word, the witness that God calls us to be for Jesus, sometimes brings us to correcting, rebuking, teaching hard topics that are not easy to accept. Well, they're not all that difficult to accept. They're not easy to want to accept. And if you love me, you'll just leave me alone. You'll let me do what I want. How many children have said that to a parent? And they've all been wrong. It's not that kind of love. It's not a permissive love that says anything goes and everything goes. It's a love that's willing to be expressed. It's willing to suffer long. It's willing to endure. It's willing to sacrifice. Our loving witness says we care about people even more than we care about ourselves. We shoulder the difficulties in order to help someone else. And God's desire for every one of us is that the people around us would know that we belong to Him by the way we love one another. Now, contextually, as Jesus is teaching that, it's easy to believe that He's talking about the way we love other Christians, the way we love other believers. And that is the mark that is noticed. Because if you've not figured this out yet, it's not guaranteed that believers always agree with each other. In fact, it's pretty much guaranteed that they don't always agree with each other. We have different views, different approaches. And the world wants to divide us. We live in a very angry political climate where you've got two sides that believe that the other can't be Christian. And the recognition that there are probably people in each side that are completely off the rails. But for the most part, they simply have a different approach to solving the problems that they see that exist. And it happens not just within the political realms of a nation, it happens within church communities. It happens within homes. And God's desire for every one of us is not that we agree on everything, but that we love through everything. And we lift up Jesus in such a way that this loving witness says, wow, I want to be a part of that. I want to know that I'm valued and respected and honored and listened to. And the way that we do that is we agree that God's word is final. And so none of us have to become, nor should we become, the judge and arbitrator of the one that's right. Because that one is Jesus. And so we love one another, but we're also called to love those who disagree with us, who persecute us, who seek to harm us. And so I believe the love that Jesus talks about that we have for one another is centered in our love for fellow believers, but it doesn't end there. It's a love that God has for the world, not the globe that we live on, for the people of the world. Such that He gave His one and only Son that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. When we live like that, that's a loving witness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to know what love really is, in order to help us love others like you love us. And God, we confess we don't do that well. We don't do it perfectly. We don't do it even as much as we might want to. We struggle. The enemy notices those struggles that we have, and he works so hard at taking advantage of our weaknesses, our pride, our sin. But God, help us today to walk in your love in such a way that we love others as a witness of your love. God, as we share the good news of Jesus, as we share the truth of your word, help us to always center it in love. Forgive us for the times where we've used your words to condemn and to pass judgment that isn't ours to make. Even in the times where we've felt that we're right and we've needed to correct someone, but we've not been loving about it. Forgive us and help us to base our life and our witness in the love that we ought to have. And Father, as we live today, at every opportunity that we have to share about our faith in Jesus, about his work in our life, about his abundant grace and mercy and compassion, about his discipline and correction, may love be the center point of all of it. And so, God, today, in that loving witness, may we lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.